we are crafting like some cool sneakers, which is completely, I mean, 100% biodegradable.
A lot of people say a lot of things. However, the proof of the pudding lies in its eating, right?
We are not here for a 100 meter sprint again, right? We are here for a marathon. And we understand that it will take time unless and until that trust is built. Once it is there, then definitely we can go ahead.
We as humans are short-term memory people. We like to live for the moment, in the moment, only at the moment.
What are the production challenges that you guys are facing?
300 million pairs are discarded, out of which 95% of footwear which end up in landfills and water bodies, which is huge.
I'm recycling plastic, that's also eco-friendly. I am recycling metal, that is also eco-friendly, right? But at the end, is it truly breaking the complete chain?
We are sourcing our raw materials from nature. We are making footwear out of it. And when it is going to landfills, it is decomposing there.
For your listeners, there's a special discount code as well.
It's going to be on your screen in 3, 2, 1.
The world is in completely turmoil, and the problem is basically, if you know, there are 20 billion pairs of footwear which is manufactured worldwide, and 300 million pairs are discarded, out of which 95% of footwear which end up in landfills and water bodies, which is huge. And out of which 95%, 1.4% of greenhouse gas emission, which is happening. So Juta ji is kind of like solving this problem. So the entire waste process we are minimizing, and we are actually giving a zero waste. So we are crafting like some cool sneakers, which is completely, I mean, 100% biodegradable. And these, you can call that sneakers a tree sneaker. I mean, it's a plant sneaker. So all these materials are actually sourced from nature. And if you talk about, there is a different, there are multiple components. There are different components of a shoe. If you see a sneaker, there are different components are there. Now there are uppers are there. There are outer sole is there. Then inner sole is there, then insoles are there, in socks are there, then, you know, lining is there, then, you know, these adhesives are there. So normally in a traditional process, so all these, you know, materials which is used in conventional footwear, which is not actually harmful. So in leather tanning process also, if you take there, you know, gallons of waters are used, then this, you know, chromium, the chemicals which is mixed in leather tanning process is released into water bodies, which is extremely harmful. And then if you see these, you know, petrochemical products, this petrochemical materials which is used in for making conventional footwear, which this is also very harmful. So it takes almost 40 years to biodegrade, you know, more than 40 years to biodegrade a footwear. So here is the problem, and this is like something very alarming situation, and like everyone should be, you know, like conscious about this, and this is high time for everyone should like think about sustainability. And we started thinking about sustainability, you know, since COVID, once COVID hit, and then we realized now, no, there is something we should do, you know, about this problem. And my family like is into conventional footwear, and there I have actually seen the this process, this manufacturing process, how bad actually it is. And then I thought of this problem. So the uppers which I'm talking about, so like, you know, our sneakers are entirely crafted with, you know, these nature source materials. So uppers are like made of organic cotton. Okay, it's not actually cotton, it is organic cotton. Then if you take the laces, that is also like made of organic cotton. Then if you take the insoles, then insoles are made of cork, then natural latex. Cork is coming from Portugal. Okay. Then if you talk about this outer sole, So Outer Soul is a very innovative idea which we have, you know, like used in our sneakers, which is made of rice husk and natural rubber. Okay, so normally what happened, if you see in the conventional footwear, they also use this rubber. But the rubber, if you use the natural rubber, that rubber, you cannot make soles out of it, because that is a very that is not durable actually. And to make that durable, what they use, this steel shank, then silica, okay, sand-based silica, and which is again not eco-friendly actually, which is harmful for the environment.
Sustainability is something that we should have thought of 50 years ago, and sustainability is something that we should continuously be thinking of right now. And let's go for a deep dive into the shoe market and how chappals also end up on islands far away, and there are islands which are just filled with only chappals which are not getting biodegraded, and how there are plastics entering the sea which is destroying the, you know, aquatic life. But let's get into a little bit of what are both your functions. Soham is also here on the call with us, so we would love to know about Soham as well. And let's go for a complete deep dive into chappals after that. How about that?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for this invitation. First of all, it is great, you know, talking about the new project that we have launched actually today. So quickly to introduce, first of all, how myself and Shomo came to know each other. Well, we are classmates since probably standard 7 or standard 6. Exactly. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. It's been like more than 20 years that we have known each other, right? Prior to starting Jutaji, so I am from the IT industry. I did my MBA from Nirma University, Ahmedabad, right? And I'm into the IT industry as well prior to this. And what I also was doing side by side, apart from my job, was basically I started an e-commerce platform back in 2019, right? And this e-commerce was primarily a print-on-demand business, right? Print-on-demand for t-shirts, where the model was very simple. You advertise. So I bring in a little bit of info knowledge on digital marketing, right? So using that knowledge, used to run advertisements on Meta, then Facebook, now Meta. And used to target only the US market, probably a little bit of Canada, but primarily the US market.
I love how Canada is thrown in there because of me. Just love the love.
Absolutely. Canada is very close to my heart, actually. I'll share it along the way. So primarily the US, North American market, you can say. So my manufacturer was based out of China. The process was very simple. I used to get the orders on a regular basis. And yeah, it's simple how a print-on-demand business works, right? So that is where I bring in the experience for e-commerce and what we know today as D2C, right? In 2019, this wasn't a buzzword like it's today, right? So have been doing it for, did that for a good 8 to 10 months. But then, as we all know, COVID hit, my supply chain got broke, and yeah. Was in the middle of, transition probably, right? So as to what can we do next, right? That is when Shomo came to me. So this has been a baby which we actually conceived about more than a year back, right? I call it baby because it's very close to our hearts, right? So we conceived it about more than a year back, right from, you know, the first research on how this could be done, what all materials are available, speaking with global vendors. As Shomo mentioned, one of our materials is imported from Portugal, but we spoke to vendors across the globe, right? So someone far away in Latin America, someone in East Asia, Australia, so on and so forth, right? So that's when we did a feasibility study as well. And as a first draft, you can say, we came up with this footwear, wherein the materials, as Shomo mentioned, are used to manufacture this biodegradable footwear. And yeah, it's there have been a few organizations in India which claim to be biodegradable, but then again, the materials that they were using, right? So they, you know, they're primarily using PET bottles, right? Which is again recycling.
I was going to get there where I said you guys look at this as your baby, and I think that's the case with most founders and most people who are passionate about what they're doing. It becomes their baby. Like, in fact, today when I was coming for this recording, my parents are like, you know, what is this life you have made for yourself where you're recording every day, or you're, you know, you're putting so much time into the thing. But the thing is, this podcast is now my baby. So this idea, I completely understand where this becomes your baby. Where did this baby come from? Because biodegradable shoes, when you look at it, when you think about it and you say, okay, shoes are taking 40 years to degrade, seems very logical. But ye aaya kahan se?
The first idea wasn't, to be honest, it wasn't for a biodegradable as such. It was more from an eco-friendly footwear, right? Why eco-friendly again, you ask? Because Somo had shared, because as he mentioned, his family business is into footwear. He had shared as to how the footwears are getting manufactured. Then during COVID, all of us became a little more conscious about our mother nature. Right. So the first draft was about eco-friendly and how we can make it more eco-friendly. Then we did, what are the, you know, options that are available in the market, right? If there's an option available in the market, there's no point in solving a problem which is already solved, isn't it? So that's where we, you know, did put in the hours. We did the research ourselves and come up with this term that, okay, biodegradable footwear is something that is not present in India currently. Right. And the ones which claim to be eco-friendly, if you reverse engineer them, just, you know, by using plastic bottles and probably used up tires, they don't become eco-friendly. Right. You are not breaking the chain, which is important.
Eco-friendly versus biodegradable. Let's have a bout on what's the difference. What is happening?
Eco-friendly is a broad term again, right? You can fix in anything within eco-friendly, right? You can say that, okay, I'm recycling plastic, that's also eco-friendly. I am recycling metal, that is also eco-friendly, right? But at the end, is it truly breaking the complete chain? By chain, what I mean is, let's say I got the PET bottles, then I produce bubbles out of that, right? I use the bubbles again to manufacture, let's say, a footwear, right? Most of the organic companies, they are following this procedure. Of course, they are mixing some chemicals in there and they are bringing in maybe tires, rubbers, so on and so forth, mixing it and making it durable so that you can wear it along with your style statement. But when I say biodegradable, it is a very precise term in itself, actually, right? What I mean by biodegradable is that if you throw away your footwear in about 6 to 8 months time, there would be nothing left of it, right? It would all get mixed up in the soil altogether.
So I have a question for you. How does it feel like putting a family out of business? You're saying non-biodegradable footwear is unacceptable and your family business is footwear. So what is that all about? How are you treating that?
So my family footwear business is not that big. Okay, now we have stopped that business. I mean that family business, and like almost 3-4 years back only it got stopped because of we failed actually in that business. Okay, from there also, you know, I actually got many learnings and how competitors are there, how a simple normal conventional footwear, how to bring something unique for the customer. Okay, so that is actually one more reason to come into this biodegradable footwear.
This whole idea of biodegradable, this whole idea of sustainability, where did this come from? Because as I was asked earlier as well, that, you know, it seems like such a logical solution that if a shoe is taking 40 years to degrade, there is a gap in the market, right? There is somewhere, there is a problem. So was it too expensive? Was it unfeasible? How are you making it feasible? Or just did nobody think about this and you're the first person to think about this and make it feasible? What is the where did this biodegradable come from, and why are you guys the only ones who seem to be doing biodegradable?
So it's a very good question, Vishwath. So basically, you know, I will explain you a very layman language. So क्या होता है normally? So there are companies, ठीक है ना, जो like इस तरह का eco-friendly footwear जो बना रहे हैं. And if you see the eco-friendly footwear, it is actually a chain cycle. Why I call it a cycle? Now they are actually like using this waste management. How? Now they are using these PET bottles, okay? PET bottles, then tires, scrap tires, and out of that they are making products, footwear. They are making footwear, and that footwear is being used. फिर से वो जा रहा है, you know, it is like end up in landfills and water bodies. Again from there it is like they are using. So आप जब पहले बना रहे हो, ठीक है ना, जब ये this footwear, this, you know, this plastic petrochemical footwear, when you are making from this waste, actually PET bottles, so these PET bottles are already यहाँ पे कुछ ना कुछ तो chemicals already there are used, ठीक है, and when you are recycling it, it is not like that 100% आप वहाँ से chemicals को remove कर पा रहे हो. This is one thing. Again, now how I came into this biodegradable, I actually wanted to this, you know, wanted to break this chain, ठीक है, जो कि हम इस चेन को किस तरह से ब्रेक कर रहे हैं. वी आर, यू नो, वी आर सोर्सिंग आवर रॉ मटेरियल्स फ्रॉम नेचर, वी आर मेकिंग फुटवेयर आउट ऑफ इट, पीपल आर यूजिंग इट, एंड व्हेन इट इज गोइंग टू लैंडफिल्स, इट इज डिकम्पोजिंग देयर. सो वी आर एक्चुअली ब्रेकिंग दिस चेन. नाउ हमने जब स्टार्ट किया था, यू नो, इसका रिसर्च करना जब स्टार्ट किया था, नाउ देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन लाइक, अगर मटेरियल नेचर से सोर्स कर रहे हैं, उसका लॉन्जिबिलिटी इज अ वेरी वैलिड क्वेश्चन. उसको हम लोग किस तरह से ड्यूरेबल बना सकते हैं, एंड इसको ड्यूरेबल बनाने के लिए हमारा, यू नो, काफ़ी टाइम चला गया उसको लैब टेस्टिंग में, एंड देन, यू नो, काफ़ी सारा उसमें हमने टेस्टिंग करवाया, काफ़ी फेजेस से वो गुजरा है.
आई एम गोइंग टू एड्रेस दिस टू सोहम बिकॉज ऑफ हिज एक्सपीरियंस इन ई कॉमर्स, राइट? सो यू स्टार्टेड एन ई कॉमर्स स्टोर एंड यू अंडरस्टैंड द डेमोग्राफिक्स ऑफ दैट. A big part about starting an e-commerce store is actually getting the customer to realize what I am selling, how I am selling, why is it good, and why you should buy me. If I am going to buy a biodegradable shoe, exactly like you phrased, Yashomu, first thing that comes to mind, while I am wearing it, is it gonna tear? Because, you know, it's probably made of plants. On the other side, it's made of plastic. It's gonna be waterproof, and I'm gonna be more comfortable in my zone of, I have experienced this before, so might as well go for it. I've seen shoes made of avocado seeds, which has become quite popular recently. Banana leaves, by cutting down banana leaves, drying them up, making fibers, making shoes out of that. They are a competitor to leather. Never experienced them though, because they are very specific in their own demographic zones. So Soham, how do we address this problem of changing my mindset as the consumer? And how do you convey it?
First of all, in 2023, we need to realize there is a community present in India itself. If I'm not talking about the global market, I'm talking only about India because we are focusing on India right now, right? So there is a community present in the country right now who is actually looking for sustainable fashion options. That is my number one target market. Right. Then the ones who have accepted it, the first users, the first adopters, right, as they say it, right, getting the validation from them to the general mass, that helps in building the brand. Right. So as of now, what we are targeting primarily is targeting people who are into sustainable fashion. Right. And what we have seen over the years is the need or the desire to, you know, wear something which is not so harmful to the planet is actually growing. It could be in terms of animal cruelty. So, by the way, we are also PETA approved. So that means we are 100% vegan. Okay. So, so that is also a very important element that comes into the picture. So to begin with, who are our target customers? Why are we targeting them? Simple. Answer is the people who are looking for sustainable fashion. How we are going to take it to the mass? By way of validation from friends and family who are a part of the neighborhood, but those friends and family also are a part of the sustainable fashion community, right? That is why. And how are we going to communicate it? Probably through podcasts like these, right? Where we want to, you know, spread the message about, you know, about our footwear.
We'll take the win. We take it now.
Yeah, I mean, like, thank you so much for giving us that much credit that, you know, we're able to spread your message. But the thing is, a lot of people say a lot of things. However, the proof of the pudding lies in its eating, right? However, like, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, you know, until I see this shoe, until I see it being tested in certain ways, or like, you know, someone's throwing water on it or someone's immersing it in water, like, a lot of these ads for like sneakers and stuff, which have been coming up on Instagram, are showing this, like, you know, they apply a product on the shoe and then they dip it into muddy water and nothing happens to it. So how are you going about that kind of, you know, awareness? Are you doing marketing in that way? What is your strategy with that? Because at the end of the day, you can say what you want to us and, you know, people are going to hear it, but proof is only when they see it, or like when they have visible or some other way of definitive proof.
Absolutely. So this actually can be answered in two ways, right? There could be two ways of approaching this. First of all, you mentioned about they want to see the product. Then there comes the factor of touch and feel, right? So I believe as a society, as a country, we are pretty advanced in terms of e-commerce, right? Which actually eliminates this touch and feel factor, of course, right? When people have adopted to footwear, to fashion accessories, even to high value electronic items as well, right? So we buy high value electronic items upwards of 50,000, even a lakh, right? Directly from Amazon, from other e-commerce platforms, right? So the touch and feel factor, that has reduced a little bit. But yes, you raise the perfect question as to how do we build that trust. Of course, I can do a lot of marketing by showing the product myself, by applying certain chemicals that, okay, this is water repellent and the durability as well. But the most trust will come in from when other community members actually review the product themselves. Right. That's why we have a program where we want to incentivize people who actually buy the product and share a review, a video review, not a written review, a video review with us, so that could be used as a, you know, as a testimonial for other customers and hence build the trust of that product. Right. The kinds of advertisements that Vishruti, you were mentioning, I have also seen them, but the trustworthiness is really, really doubtful because from my e-commerce experience, I understand that most of them are products from, let's say, one of our neighboring countries, and they don't perform that well, right?
No, dude, I completely agree that their trustworthiness is not there. I'm saying I see all these products. They literally put the product on it and dip it into muddy water. But that is not giving me any, you know, confidence that this product is going to work. Because I have, and that has also got a lot to do with personal experience, because the sneaker products that I have bought in the past have not worked. More often than not, they don't end up working. So, and as you said about buying high ticket items online, you only end up buying the high ticket items where you have that trust. Otherwise, even a 50 rupee thing, or, you know, like, y'all are priced very well, but even some, like, if you're buying especially a shoe or something online from a brand that you're not aware of, that you don't have that trust with, it takes that, you know, 5 seconds extra key. Am I getting what I am paying for, or will I get what I have paid for?
Absolutely. That is where, you know, I would say, so PETA is just one of the many certifications that adds to the brand value, right? Apart from that, there are other, certifications in line as well as there are a few patents which are pending. So as and when we get them, so we are not here for a 100 meter sprint again, right? We are here for a marathon, and we understand that it will take time unless and until that trust is built, right? And that trust, again, will take a little bit time to develop, and once it is there, then definitely we can go ahead.
Social proof is one of the best ways to build trust amongst the community. My brother likes it, I like it. My friend likes it, I like it. India likes it, I like it. The other direction we go in is Nike produces it, Adidas produces it. They already have the backing of proof. They already have the backing of Pudding Works, our manufacturing works, and we produce good stuff. If you don't like our stuff, return it and get another one, right? The years and years of advertisement support that. This time, the question is, why is every shoe not sustainably produced? Why has it not been sustainable, biodegradable being the word of choice today? Why has it not been biodegradable over the entirety of our human existence? What are the production challenges that you guys are facing? Or what are the production challenges that someone producing non-sustainable goods is not facing? Why is it so difficult? What makes you special? And I feel like Somu is the one who is doing the production. So let's have it from him. Let's have all the challenges. You have been on both sides, so that'll be even better.
The first thing which we faced challenge is to find the material. पहले तो ये समझने में ही चला गया कि कौन सा मटेरियल ने बनाएंगे ठीक है ना कौन सा मटेरियल जो कि शू विच इज यूज एज रफली यूज होता है एंड उसमें क्या मटेरियल देने से दैट विल बिकम ड्यूरेबल विच विल बिकम जो उसका लॉन्जिबिलिटी ज़्यादा होगा एंड कैसे इसको हम लोग डिज़ाइंस को कैसे फैशनेबल स्टाइलिश बना सकते हैं दैट इज़ द मेन चैलेंज विच वी फेस्ड इनिशियली And then gradually after doing a lot of research and, understanding, lot of learning, then hame dhire dhire ek materials ke baare mein then, pata chala and usko kahan se source karna hai, uska understanding of. Pahle toh first we thought of sourcing all the materials from abroad, from overseas, pahle wahan se leke aayenge. Phir samajh mein aaya ki wahan se agar materials leke aate hain, then the cost which will involve or जो बैठेगा वहाँ पे जो फाइनल प्रोडक्ट का प्राइस निकल कर आएगा उस प्राइस में कोई अफोर्ड नहीं कर पाएगा ठीक है ना हम लोग बेच नहीं पाएंगे उसको 10-15,000 एक प्रोडक्ट का अगर प्राइस हो जाएगा फिर इंडियन कंज्यूमर्स को देंगे किस तरह से ठीक है ना ये भी एक अंडरस्टैंडिंग है कि देखो इंडियन कंज्यूमर्स जो हैं उनको चाहिए होता है अच्छा प्रोडक्ट देन ऊपर से सस्ता एंड ऊपर से डिस्काउंट भी चाहिए उनको ठीक है तो ये भी एक दिमाग में था तो देन फिर रियलाइज किए कि नहीं फिर धीरे धीरे समझ में आया एंड देन थैंकफुली वट एवर मटेरियल्स वी आर सोर्सिंग एक्सेप्ट दैट कॉर्क ऑल मटेरियल्स आर कमर्शियली अवेलेबल इन इंडिया तो हमारे लिए भी थोड़ा प्रोडक्ट को रीजनेबल प्राइस में बेचने के लिए भी इजी हो गया हमारे लिए एंड इफ यू सी आवर प्राइसिंग इज क्वाइट रीजनेबल द मटेरियल्स विच वी आर गिविंग the comfort which we are giving and the style the looks in terms of that the price which you are paying is a quite reasonable price to ye ek challenge face kiya humne and fir dheere dheere ye bhi humko samajhna padega ki this is now we are doing with organic cotton now what are the other products line of products we can bring different type of designs which we can bring Now, ये तो समझ में आ गया तो चलो ठीक है भाई इतना सब तो स्टोरी बता देंगे कि प्रोडक्ट में दिस आर बायोडिग्रेडेबल दिस आर वेरी नेचुरल नेचर सोर्स्ड बट बिकता वही है जो दिखता है ठीक है तो हमें वो भी हमें करना था कि जो भी प्रोडक्ट हम लोग बनाएंगे दैट शुड लुक गुड दैट शुड लुक फैशनेबल दिस इज ऑल्सो वन मोर चैलेंज विच वी फेस्ड इनिशियली
How long was the initial process? Initial jo aap log ka research and development tha, how long was that?
It's more than 1.5 years. We took more than 1.5 years to understand, very minutely understand we have understand these materials. Now, just now I said about this banana fiber. Okay, out of banana fiber, this something leather is being made. Okay. Now understand, banana fiber में भी आपका जो there are two layers, okay? Now the upper layer is banana fiber and the lower layer which is using to make it thick, okay, that is not actually like eco-friendly. That is made of either polyester or maybe some, you know, petrochemical products to make it actually thick. So that is also not completely biodegradable. So very minute details, you know, we have to actually take care. So kis tarah se isko 100% biodegradable bana sakte hain.
And just to add on top of it, so by 1.5 years, we meant the first iteration, right? So the first iteration came out after 1.5 years, and we have done probably more than 6-7 iterations till date, right? In terms of comfort, materials, like Somo mentioned, right? So materials and everything is fine, but for you to buy a footwear, you need to first like the look and style of it, right? So for arriving on this iteration that we are on currently, it took us quite a bit of time.
It's a basic science. I mean, there is no rocket science behind it. It's a basic science. Funda bahut easy hai. Jo decompose karega, usi ko hum logon ko use karna hai. And iske saath saath, we also have to give the durability and also looks. We cannot compromise there. So this is something like which we have taken care. There is one more part, like, you know, there is a standard, you know, there is a quality standardization process, which we call it Bureau of Indian Standards. So all our, you know, products are like quality passed from Bureau of Indian Standard as per the standardization guided. So all us, you know, all qualities are like as per the Bureau of Indian Standard.
So guys, we spoke to this company called Oat Milk, and they Oat Milk IN, they basically manufacture oat milk. So when we were speaking to them, you guys are saying you're currently at 6 or 7 iterations, right? They said we did 137 experiments before going to the factory. We went to the factory, we did a factory test, it failed. Then we did a whole bunch of more iterations. So they also took a year or so, year and a half to get their whole final product out. And that's why I asked you this question, that how long was the initial process? Because this goes on to the next question, that the 1.5 years which you spent, how was that? What was the end goal? What kept you going? And when did you finally start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel?
The main challenge which we faced in the outer sole, baki sab to mil gaya tha. The outer sole was the main problem which we faced. Like, outer sole is something which is like contact and which is like jo jada friction hota hai. So outer sole, normally if you see in the conventional footwear, it is made of EVA, PU, then, you know, normal rubber. Like, uska kuch humne options mili nahi raha tha ki iska kis tarah se bana sakte hain, and outer sole ko bhi biodegrade kar sakte hain, ye process hame, you know, like hame genuinely pata nahi tha. And then gradually iske piche hame kafi jyada learning karna pada, काफ़ी ज़्यादा रिसर्च करना पड़ा. एंड फिर अंडरस्टैंड हुआ कि जो रबड़ जो है उसको रेनफोर्स करने के लिए हम लोग नेचुरल कॉम्पोनेंट्स यूज़ करके भी हम कर सकते हैं, जैसे वी आर यूजिंग दिस राइस हस्क. सो दिस वे वी कैन मेक इट कम्प्लीटली यू नो बायोडिग्रेडेबल.
साइंस इज ऑन वन साइड एंड एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन इज ऑन वन साइड. गोइंग फॉर अ ईयर एंड अ हाफ नॉट नोइंग बिकेगा या नहीं बिकेगा, not knowing whatever we are building, we have spent a year and a half of our lives, and it's still not ready yet. And having the mindset to just keep another one, nahi banega. What got you going? We need a human moment from you. What kept you away from the humanity?
Bikega is the second question, yaar. Banega ki nahi is the first question.
So, One thing is, like, we are in our late 20s and early 30s, right? So what we have to lose is what we asked ourselves before getting on this journey, right? If I put in, let's say, we are speaking about 1.5 years, even let's say we put in 5 years of our life, right? What is it that we are going to lose out of it, right? We had very, very minimal, things to lose on. Right, we were on zero. We had nothing to lose on. Myself, Somo, we were both working on our full time jobs. This is something we used to do on the late evenings. and speaking to the vendors and so on. So the first thing is, what is the thing that we can lose out of it if it doesn't work? If it doesn't work, we gave it a try, right? Bikega wala question dimag mein nahi aaya tha, to be honest, Akhil. The simple reason is I knew ki if we are able to manufacture it, bech to main dunga. Itna to mujhe pata tha. Theek hai? Social media pe maine $20 ke t-shirts bech diye, to ye itne research karke ye to bik jayega. Theek hai? To bech to hum sakte hain. Itna to confidence tha hame. Theek hai? But yes, banega ya nahi banega? Luckily, in the very, not I'll say not in the very initial stage, but midway through our journey, probably 6 months down the line, we got ourselves a very good manufacturing partner, right? Who also has this zest for innovation, who also has this zest for, you know, doing something new, right? And after a few meetings, we were sure ki, now it ban jayega. बन सकता है, राइट? बनने के लिए जो हमें मटेरियल्स चाहिए होंगे वो इंडिया में कहां पे अवेलेबल है, क्योंकि अगर इफ वी इंपोर्टेड ग्लोबल फ्रॉम आउटसाइड ऑफ इंडिया और लेट्स से आउटसाइड ऑफ साउथ ईस्ट एशिया, इट विल नॉट बी यू नो कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव, राइट? सो द मोटिवेशन, द काइंड ऑफ सपोर्ट दैट वी नीडेड, दैट वी गॉट फ्रॉम आर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग पार्टनर, यू नो, about, as I mentioned, 6 months down the line.
It is actually a roller coaster journey. So, aage kya hoga, aapko pata nahi hai. Journey is exciting. Okay.
You guys must have faced a lot of negative comments over the time. You guys must have faced a lot of naysayers. Kya bana rahe ho? Kyun bana rahe ho? Oh, this is trash. Or, oh, this doesn't, like, your shoes look so bad, or this cannot be real, or you're lying, or whatever, right? I don't want one. I want five. I want five incidences where somebody was absolutely so abhorrent towards you, absolutely so negative towards you that it broke you somewhere inside, but then it got you going faster. So let's have that.
Negativity or the break that comes from inside, the self-doubt that comes from inside is much higher when any industry expert actually raises this question, right? So I'm going to share one incident, small incident. Back in February of this year, we went to one of the largest footwear expos here in India in New Delhi, right? And so as you understand, that since it was one of the largest ones in the country, veterans of the industry of 20 years, 25 years of experience in this industry itself, they were present. And when we, went from stall to stall and just to understand what was the market like, what are the innovations that are going on. And when we spoke about our brand, it was not one, but 99.9% of the people, the so-called experts, the veterans who said, first question was, ye kaise ho sakta hai? Ye kaise ho sakta hai? Ye mumkin hi nahi hai. Bina PU ke aap sole kaise bana doge? है ना, वो पहनने के बाद मुझे मतलब आई विल नॉट गेट दैट मच कंफर्ट, राइट? दैट इज डेफिनेटली वन ऑफ द थिंग्स दैट वी अंडरस्टूड कि ओके, इफ दिस इज समथिंग दैट वी आर डूइंग एंड इफ वी आर एबल टू सक्सीड, दिस विल बी समथिंग न्यू फॉर द लार्जर इंडस्ट्री एज अ होल, राइट? दैट इज number one from the industry experts. Then there are friends, of course, as you have said, right? Why from my perspective, as I told you, I've been into e-commerce, I've some crypto experience as well. Why are you putting in effort, right? Why are you putting in effort in this thing? Whether this will go up or not, you never know. This came from really close friends and family as well. Not family that much. Family was supportive. But my wife in particular, right? She is very supportive. I couple of times I thought I'm not able to pull this off. I'll probably drop this idea, right? So she was a motivation, still is a constant motivation, by the way. And she said, no, if you have put in your effort, right? This much effort, this much sleepless nights you have put in into this kind of a project, then you must see the end of it, right? Beech mein chhodke jane ka kya fayda? If it doesn't work out, right? As I mentioned, we have very little to lose.
big, big shout out to Soham's wife. I think family is such an important part. You know, just knowing that they are there, they are aware of what you're doing and they are with you. It just provides, I think, that additional comfort. Ki haan, I'm okay. Nothing will happen. Everything else is secondary. But when you have that backbone, na, I think everything just becomes that much easier.
So that is when, you know, after you get the backing of your near and dear ones, right? So, and of course, the progress that we made, yes, the first initial few months were slow. But after then, when the iteration started coming, when we got the feedback from the people, okay, these are the things that you want, you can improve on it. This is something we don't like. These are things that we like about your product. Then once you get involved in it day in and day out, then there was no question, at least from my side, to move away from it, actually, right? And I'm kind of a, I'm into e-commerce. I was into e-commerce, but I'm more from a finance side as well. So if I put in my times, I want the returns back on it, right? So unless it just goes to zero, that's fine. I want my returns. And I'm very ROI driven person. Shomo knows it as well. So I expect ROI. If I'm putting in something, my effort, my time, I definitely ROI is something which drives me all the way.
Shomo, what about you? Any instances with you where there were any naysayers or anything like that?
See, my journey is like full of roller coaster. Okay. I have started my journey with a very scratch level. The class 11 mein tha, tab maine tuitions dena start kiya tha. Okay. So from there, like insurance sector mein kaam kiya, class 12 mein. Phir ek school mein maine teacher tha class 9 10 mein, computer and science padhate the in Kharagpur. So I'm based out of Kharagpur basically. So wahan se phir tuitions kaafi zyada phir karne lage, ek saath batch mein karne lage, and फिर वहाँ से फिर इंश्योरेंस सेक्टर में आ गया. इंश्योरेंस में 5-6 महीना मैंने काम किया एंड फिर जमा नहीं मेरे को. एंड फिर वहाँ से फिर लाइक समझ में आया कि सिर्फ इस जो ट्यूशंस कड़ा मतलब करके तो गुजारा नहीं चलेगा. देन आई ज्वाइन टाटा क्लासेज एंड द एडटेक प्लेटफॉर्म एंड वहाँ पर फिर यू नो लाइक 4,000 तनख्वाह से मैंने स्टार्ट किया. 4,000 तो पहले उससे ज़्यादा मैं कमा रहा था लाइक ट्यूशंस करा के 10-15,000. बाइक खरीद लिया था लाइक समझ में आ रहा था सब कुछ. तो नहीं ऐसा तो नहीं चलने वाला. एंड देन धीरे धीरे मुझे सबसे पहले एक जो मैनेजर मेरा था टाटा में, आई गॉट अ वेरी गुड मैनेजर. एंड मेरे हिसाब से सबसे पहले यू नो व्हेन यू गॉट योर मैनेजर फर्स्ट मैनेजर शुड गॉट अ वेरी गुड मैनेजर. एंड लाइक आपको वहाँ से काफ़ी कुछ सीखने को मिलता है. ठीक है ना. तो मैं पहले आई एम इनटू लाइक सेल्स, 10-11 साल से सेल्स में हूँ. तो लोगों से किस तरह से बात करना है, सेल्स का मुझे इसलिए पता नहीं था कि किस तरह से बात करना है एंड धंधे के बाद कैसे. तो आई बिलोंग फ्रॉम ए बिजनेस फैमिली. ओके. बट मुझे पता नहीं था किस तरह से बात करना है. एंड लाइक आई वॉज लाइक वेरी हम्बल. मैं हम्बली जाके बात करता था एंड लाइक मुझे घुमा देते तो हम चले जाते थे. नो क्रॉस क्वेश्चन, कोई कन्विंसिंग कुछ नहीं. फिर मेरे मैनेजर ने, हिज नेम इज़ दमन, मिस्टर दमन. तो दमन ने मुझे बताया कि इस तरह से नहीं होता है एंड देन लाइक तुझे थोड़ा अपफ्रंट भी होना पड़ेगा. एंड ग्रेजुअली काफ़ी कुछ सीखने को मिला. फिर धीरे धीरे अभी तो लाइक 10 साल से ज़्यादा हो गया एंड आई एम रियली डूइंग वेल देयर टू. फिर मुझे हमेशा से वो था कि एक कीड़ा था मुझे लाइक सिर्फ तो नौकरी नहीं करना है. Because I wanted to do something which will, you know, which will bring a, you know, which will give a greater cause for a better tomorrow. Kuch impact mujhe leke aana tha. To ye ek soch jo mujhe like kabhi bhi sone nahi deta tha. Main kabhi bhi like kuch bhi karta tha to mujhe maja nahi aata tha. Theek hai na. Mujhe wo feel nahi aata tha ki main ye like sirf survival ke liye hi main kaam kar raha hu. Like apna enjoyment ke liye kuch kar nahi raha hu main. तो ये चीज़ मुझे काफ़ी मजबूर करता था कि नहीं अभी तो कुछ तो स्टार्ट करना है. एंड देन 1.5 साल से जब कर रहा हूँ ये काम, लाइक मेरा फैमिली काफ़ी सपोर्टिव है. एज सोहम सेड कि मुझे पहले से पता था, मैंने काफ़ी कैलकुलेट रिस्क लिया इसके लिए. एंड देन मुझे पता था खोने कुछ देयर इज नथिंग टू लूज, कुछ तो खोने का है नहीं, ठीक है ना. एंड लाइक जो भी सीखेंगे, मतलब यहाँ से अगर कुछ अगर फेल भी होते हैं तो लर्निंग ही मिलेगा. माई फैमिली इज क्वाइट सपोर्टिव, ठीक है ना. अगर मुझे फिर से 10 साल पहले वही स्क्रैच लेवल में जाना है अभी, तो माई फैमिली इज देयर विथ मी. अगर मुझे फिर से स्ट्रगल करना है, एंड आई एम स्टिल डूइंग, आई मीन राइट नाउ द फेज इज लाइक विच आई एम लीडिंग इज लाइक 10 years back. जो 10 years back जो मैं लीड कर रहा था वही मैं लीड कर रहा हूँ अभी. काफ़ी सिंपल लाइफ है एंड माई फैमिली इज रेडी टू यू नो लाइक मेरे साथ सपोर्ट करने के लिए वो रेडी है. सो ये एक स्ट्रॉन्ग मोटिवेशन मेरे लिए है.
टू थिंग्स डोंट गो टुगेदर. वन इज ROI एंड द अदर इज एनवायरमेंटल साउंडनेस. So on one front you are competing with I want return for my time, on the other front you are competing with biodegradable shoes, which is an unheard concept, and it is not unheard per se but very very new, and you need a lot of education, customer education, to actually start buying them, right? I'm going to finish the question. Okay, the question is going to be, how are we as humanity destroying the world that despite this conflict, you guys are more driven towards the biodegradable aspect of it rather than the ROI aspect, despite all of your beliefs? What extremities are we doing which we need to stop immediately? What is it that we need to fix immediately?
Do we need a more greater example than the pandemic that hit us about 3 years back? Isn't that what we are doing to nature? Isn't during the COVID we saw wild animals coming on the road? Wasn't that a signal from them that you are occupying our space, you are taking up our space, right? There's another virus outbreak. I'm based out of Bangalore. I just hear there's another virus outbreak based out of Kerala, right? It's called some Nipah virus, right? Aren't these signals signals not telling us something, right? So there can't be a more driven factor. That's why we said, right, that during COVID we this would have been at the back of our minds, but during COVID we realized this thing. And it's not only us, a lot of people, we actually realized this thing that, you know, we are doing something wrong to Mother Earth, right? And why footwear? Because Shomo's expertise is into footwear. Why e-commerce? My expertise is into e-commerce.
Just on this point, we as humans got that reality check. We all enjoyed the fact that, oh yeah, animals are back. The weather was nicer. The pollution was lesser. However, everywhere you look, be it the travel sector, be it the shopping sector, be it anything, they are all saying people have come back with a vengeance. There are terms like revenge buying, revenge traveling. You know, there are these kind of terms that are being thrown around. So are we, like, you know, not are we, I think, we as humans are short-term memory people. We like to live for the moment, in the moment, only at the moment. Jo ho gaya, wo ho gaya.
Absolutely, Vishu. That's why I said while designing our footwear, material is one thing, but style and comfort is the primary thing, right? That the customer needs to care about, apart from the biodegradability of the footwear, right? Biodegradability is where we stand away from the crowd. But again, if we have short-term memory loss, if we want to buy a footwear, right? So there was a question earlier in the show as well. I think it was from Akhil. Why I will not buy Nike and Adidas footwear, right? If I'm talking about Indian customers, Nike and Adidas, if you were to buy, let's say anything close to biodegradable, it would cost you more than 8,000-10,000 rupees. That's the minimum, right? That's the minimum. If you compare us, we are about 2,000-2,200, around that range, at least at this point of time. Of course, price cannot be the only differentiator, right? But from the consumer perspective, as Somo said, Indian consumers want products which are good at a low price and also at a discount, right? Adidas, Nike, you go out there, you use them for your sports activities, right? But from the sneaker perspective, right, there, what we have seen is, I understand the hat that Vishrut has put in is from a particular brand, which I recognize the brand, right? So I don't want to name it, but yeah, we all know it. So the adaptability to newer brands, the acceptance for newer brands, the attitude of, okay, let's try it once. That is something that is growing in the Indian consumer market. And for us, our target market is, we are very clear with the target market. We want to sell to youngsters. We are a young brand. If you tell me what age group, I can say probably from 2022 onwards, the time when someone completes his or her his graduation, till the age of 35 probably. That's my primary target market, and that is an age group which is open to exploring newer products as well.
The funniest thing we say is we are destroying Mother Earth. It's like such a funny thing to say. You know why? Because we are not destroying Mother Earth. If humanity today ends, humanity's timeline on this Earth would have been some 100,000 years as an existence. Earth's timeline on this, in this universe, by our estimation, the worst estimate is 14 billion years, which might be double or triple depending on how old the universe has been, right? We are not destroying Mother Earth. We are destroying ourselves. We are destroying our existence on Mother Earth, right? So that's, it's like a change in perspective that, acha, I'm doing this to myself, not to something external.
And I think we saw that with COVID. Because the moment human activity stopped, Mother Earth rebounded. Animals rebounded, climate rebounded. Within two or three months, things were better.
So that means the moment we go extinct, like this Mother Earth that we refer to, which we so politely refer to as Mother and then continuously eat up its resources and not replenish them. As soon as we go extinct, we are the worst thing on this planet. Basically, without humans, Earth thrives much better, but without bees, the Earth will end in several decades. Imagine, like, absolutely unnecessary species. And yet, we sit here and we are recording this podcast and hoping to replenish some of the resources that we ourselves are going to consume.
And we take pride in the fact that we are, quote-unquote, the most intelligent species out there. We say, you know, oh yeah, we are species supreme and we have done so much. Yet, as Akhil said, and I think we had this conversation, Akhil and I had this conversation in 2020, April, I think it was, where he was like, look at the way cancer cells take over a body. We as humans have a very similar metric when we get somewhere. The way we take over a place is very similar to the way cancer cells take over a body. So are we the cancer cells to the earth? And that's just a food for thought, but I think to some extent we are.
So in our attempt to shift from being cancer cells to white blood cells, let's help people have a little more reaction towards the destruction that we cause. And let's ask you, how do we reach you? How do we get biodegradable shoes? And how can we make a small difference?
Yeah, you can order your pair of biodegradable shoes by visiting our website. Jutaji.com, that is J-U-T-A-J-I. Oh, by the way, the name is also, Somo has given the name. There is a little bit of history behind this name as well. So it is actually bringing basically some respect to the footwear business, right? And that this is something related to his past probably, right? So that's where the name Jutaji. So if you if you just understand in clear Hindi, it means you are respecting the shoe, you're respecting the foot.
You're essentially calling it Mr. Shoe, yeah.
Mr. Shoe, right? Mr. Shoe. So jutaji.com is the place where you guys can always visit us and order your pair of biodegradable sneakers. We are live. And for your listeners, there's a special discount code as well, which I believe is there in the description below. So you guys can always go ahead and get your pair of biodegradable sneakers.
It's going to be on your screen in 3, 2, 1.
Moving on from sustainability of the planet to sustainability of your business. If you're comfortable, we would love some of the numbers. What price you sell at? What does it cost you? What is your margins? Have you been selling?
We have just started on. So we are live from September 1st. So very, very young in that sense. We have just got, you can tell us at the point of we are recording this, we are pretty much pre-revenue. We just got a few orders that we need to fulfill. In terms of finance, so we have put in our savings into this thing, right? So haven't approached any of the VCs available in the market right now, because that's a stand we took, that it's too early for us to reach out to them. Of course, we are being mentored by a few guys, definitely. So definitely, once we are there, right? Once we are there, then we may look into that aspect. Currently, the focus is growing the business. Again, if any business is, raising money from the market just for the sake of it, I don't belong to that category. My understanding is, if I need money to grow my business, it could be through VC, it could be through a loan. The one which suits my requirement at that point of time, I would take that path itself. And margins and all, so it's too early to speak about them at this point of time. As we mentioned, it's just kind of pre-revenue. Once we get the ball rolling, once we get a few more SKUs out in the market, then definitely we will be sharing them.
A fun activity for the two of you. A VC comes to you tomorrow and says, I want to invest 15 crores in your business. What do you do with that money? How do you use it to grow? And where does that take you, say, in the next 6 months or 1 year?
Before taking that money, first of all, my question is, how much equity are you seeking, right? Because each 1% or each 0.5% of equity is very, very precious to me.
Let's say you get your terms, but you get 15 CR in money in your hand. Let's say you get a debt deal or whatever at 0%. The primary question here is, if you get the money, how do you invest it? How do you implement it? And how do you expand your business?
Our question has more to do with what you're going to do with the money, so that if in case you have to show this to potential investors, you have a plan or a basic idea that, okay, if I get money, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things are going to, what is what I'm going to do. That is the point of the question.
Yeah, maybe not six, but yeah, quite a few pointers are definitely are there on top of our mind that we would like to invest that in. First of all, invest in team. That is extremely important. By team, I mean we would at least need a few resources that we have in plans for. That would actually cost a little. And of course, invest in manufacturing, right? Invest in bringing out new designs. Invest in innovation, which is again very, very crucial. Right, because there is a lot. Any business which doesn't innovate or stops innovating could cease to exist. We are too young for that. But then again, we have to keep on innovating, and that is the only way we can sustain when we compete with the giants like Adidas, Nike, so on and so forth. Right. So innovation, and by innovation I mean investment in technology. Right. And investment in technology costs a bombshell. Right. So that is definitely in the market. And let's say, again, one other factor is, when are we getting this funding? Right. So have we at least set a foot in the Indian market already? Right. If it comes today, then definitely I'll not look into expanding overseas right away. Right. But rather, spreading too thin, I would like to go deeper into the Indian market, right? If possible, if we get a feedback from my consumers that, okay, this is not something which is, again, I know it's financially perfect, but even if they say, okay, this is not something that is out of my budget, let's say, so I would work on bringing the costs down as well. So primarily two things, building my team, building bringing in technology into the business, And number three is, of course, into my manufacturing.
What are the different styles that you all are looking at? How is that innovation coming about? Because currently the two styles that you all have are pretty similar. Like, I'm sure in the technical sense, they might be different. And to my eye, they seem pretty similar. So what is the, like, how are you guys innovating in that sense? What is the plan on that front? What are you guys up to there?
Until and unless we get a designer on board, the only way we can do or bring out new designs is through secondary research of competitors. By competitors, I mean not only Indian competitors, but vendors who are available across the globe as well. So doing a deep study of there, and not only doing a deep study of the designs, but also doing a deep study of the best selling designs is equally important, right? Currently, we are just into sneakers, and we plan to, if this all goes well, we plan to get into the flip-flops, the some of the other categories as well.
Slip-on sneakers, fashion sneakers, low-top sneakers, high-top sneakers, some like walking sneakers, then your basketball sneakers. So this type of sneakers we have planned to bring, our next line of product.
Awesome, guys. So really looking forward to seeing all that you guys have to offer. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and we're going to be bringing this to a close. So we have this tradition on our podcast where the previous founder has left a question for you guys, and we would like to answer that question and leave a question for the next founder. So the question is very, very pertinent. Growth versus sustainability. How do you manage the scenario?
I'm very clear on that, area. So sustainability is important. As I mentioned earlier as well, we are not in a sprint. We are in a marathon, right? And if I go, and I am not in the camp of burning cash to, fund my growth right at this stage. Okay. So from my perspective, I am clear about this from day one. Definitely sustainability. Definitely. Without a question.
My sustain pupil planet profit. Okay. So this is four things which I know. Okay. So this is the way actually.
Love it, guys. Can we get a question for the next person?